We're talking about the renewed interest in Marxism today. There have been so many books written about Marxism and Karl Marx himself, but not much about his wife, Jenny, which is a bit strange because Marx's marriage and family life had a profound influence on his thinking. That's why Mary Gabriel wrote her book, Love and Capital, Karl and Jenny Marx and the Birth of a Revolution.
There hadn't been anything written about Marx, the family man, and that was really a significant part of his life and a real foundation for his work.
Well, you know, the other remarkable thing about this is Marx's personal life was, it's such a story. I mean, it's like something straight out of Dickens.
Exactly. After writing this, I could never look at Marx's works again in the same way. I always thought of them as sort of the musings of a really cold, cerebral individual, when in fact he was the exact opposite.
Well, bring him to life for us, if you would, because the Marx we all know is the solemn-looking guy with that great big bushy beard. He looks kind of stern and uncompromising. Mm-hmm. So that's the popular image. How accurate is it?
It's not very accurate at all. The Marx that I discovered through his family was a reckless, jovial, prankster, frivolous, utterly irresponsible, bit of a drunk. You know, sometimes he's referred to as a womanizer. He wasn't really. I mean, he had one big personal flaw and an involvement with a lifetime family helper, which resulted in a son who he abandoned. But generally, he was an utterly flawed individual who, despite his flaws, I, anyway, came to really enjoy because of his sense of humor, because of his struggle, because of his passion for this greater mission, which he declared for himself when he was a young man, you know, at the age of 17. He decided he would set out to save the world, to save humankind.
Now, your book is not just a biography of Karl Marx. It's really the portrait of a marriage, his marriage to Jenny. Some people have called her the real hero of the book. Tell us about her.
She really is. In fact, I think that of the two, she was the braver individual. She was the daughter of a baron, so she was born into the Prussian aristocracy. She could have had a life of utter ease and respect, but she chose, at the same time that Karl was making this declaration to save mankind when he was 17, she was 4 years older than he was. She was 21, and she had learned these same lessons from her father about socialism and the Enlightenment and German Romanticism and all of these ideas that were really not the things that most young women at that time learned. She absorbed and believed, and she made a commitment to work for the betterment of mankind as deeply as Marx did. But unfortunately, because the way society was structured, as a woman, she couldn't do that in a public way. Her only real choice was to align herself with a man who could do that. But she was a very strong force behind Marx. Her sacrifices were, in fact, much greater than his. So her story is really, it has all of the emotional range that you could possibly want out of a figure in a novel. She was beautiful, she was tragic, she was heroic, she was brilliant, but she had to take a backseat to Marx just strictly because of that's how society was in the 19th century.
And for all that he was sensitive to the oppression of the working classes, he doesn't seem to have noticed anything about the oppression of women.
Exactly. Marx and Engels, his closest friend and collaborator, were really writing in a time in the 19th century when women's rights were in the background, but they weren't really discussed.
You mentioned that Jenny's life was a tragic one. How so?
When she decided to marry Marx, she knew this was going to be an adventure, but she had a feeling, this is my sense from her letters and her responses to situations, that it would always be one of semi-comfort and respect. But about 5 years into their marriage, they'd landed in London, penniless, they didn't know the language, they didn't have many friends. They had no clear future. She had three children, three young children, all under the age of five. And I think then she probably realized the extent of what her marriage to Marx would mean. And from that moment on, her life became fairly dark. She had seven children. Of those seven children, she lost four of them. And it would be safe to say that all four died of poverty-related diseases.
Didn't you write that at one point they couldn't even afford a coffin for one of their children?
The second daughter who died, and that was when she had just turned one. There were seven people living in a two-room apartment, and the baby's coffin was put in one room, and they moved all the bedding into the other room so everyone could sleep and live their lives in the room apart from the corpse of the child. But that wasn't even the most tragic loss. The tragic loss was that their eight-year-old son, who was really the lifeblood of the family. He was the one who, in the darkest moments, kept them all going because he was a little entertainer and he was a really wonderfully bold spirit. And it would have been so great to see what he would have turned into if he'd survived. But he died of a disease that was definitely related to poverty, and that nearly destroyed the family. And in fact, Jenny never recovered from that death. They lived many years by selling things to the pawn shop. She, at times, didn't have a coat that she could wear because she had given that to the pawn shop in order to buy food. She had a constant series of creditors at her door knocking.
What was Karl Marx doing all this time?
Well,
why wasn't
that's
he better
it.
Able to support his family?
Well, he was like an artist who was single-mindedly absorbed in his work. He had made some arrangements with newspapers that he would do several articles a week. And Engels, Friedrich Engels, had decided that he would go work for his father's Manchester factory in order to help the Marx family survive. But it was never enough money. There were always enormous doctor bills, and because they were always in debt, they had high interest payments. But Marx, only once in his life did it actually occur to him that he might get a job. I mean, a real kind of 9-to-5 job. And then he applied for a job at a rail agency in London, but he didn't get the job because his handwriting was so bad. But he was just absolutely blinded to the daily concerns and problems of his family and those around him because he was committed to this much bigger mission. He had this incredible optimism that what he was writing was going to change the world immediately and, P.S., bring in enough cash that his family could survive. And he always thought there was going to be a revolution around the corner. He was blind to everything but his writing and his work.
So he was a dreamer.
Exactly.
And impractical and not terribly sensitive to the sufferings of the people who he was closest to, whom he actually loved. Were his children and was his wife Jenny, were they angry at him?
That's the amazing thing.
They were off begging and selling their shoes in order to eat, and he was off to the British reading room to write some more.
That's the amazing thing. They were never angry. Jenny, she and the daughters, Marx's three surviving daughters, so believed in his work. They were as committed as he was. There was one daughter, his middle daughter, Laura, who lost three of her children while she was on the continent in France, working with her husband to promote Marx's ideas. And all three of her children died while she was out politicking and her husband was out politicking. They were being chased by police from France to Spain. After the death of her third child, I think she died to her father's philosophy. But she continued to work in the family business, which was Marx's work. But I don't think she ever believed in it like a religion as her other sisters and her mother did.
The family sacrificed an awful lot to her father's goal. I think two of the surviving daughters later, after their parents had died, committed suicide, didn't they?
Yes. Marx's youngest daughter, Eleanor, known by the family as Tussie, she was really the most tragic of the three. In fact, Marx said Jenny, his oldest daughter, was most like him, but he said Eleanor, his youngest daughter, was him. She had a ferocious personality and a vibrancy and a strength of, 10 people. She worked as a labor agitator on her own, and she developed her own political connections, and she was much more her own political person than either of her sisters or her mother. Unfortunately for her, she hooked up with an English semi-socialist, semi-playwright, mostly a real scoundrel con man, and moved in with him. He was already married, but she made the social sacrifice to move in with him. And when his first wife died, which made him legally eligible to marry another woman, instead of marrying Eleanor, with whom he'd lived for 14 years, he married a young actress. And on the day Eleanor found out about that, she took cyanide and killed herself. And so her career was just absolutely the most magnificent, but also the most tragic.
Well, so far, the story of Marx's family is pretty much an unrelenting tragedy.
Yeah.
How did that change your thinking about Marx's ideas?
I want to say, even though it does sound like it was a tragedy, there's also just this incredibly rich life of ideas and fun and, wild adventure. If you imagine being a child in that household and the people you met and the ideas you were introduced to, you were being introduced to the most radical new ideas of the century, basically. And that's where you lived. That's where you lived physically and mentally. I really came to appreciate not just the sacrifices they made, but the difficulties in which he wrote. There was one moment when he couldn't go to an event because he had sent his last coat to the pawn shop and he didn't have anything to wear. So he was trying to write these incredibly earth-changing ideas at the very time that he was penniless. He didn't know where the food was going to come from. He didn't know what he was going to eat. So it wasn't just that they were suffering. He was suffering too. And despite all of that, coming out of his study was a set of ideas, whether you agree with them or not, that changed the world and continue to change the world today and remain as controversial today as they were in the 19th century when he wrote them.
Mary Gabriel is the author of Love and Capital, Karl and Jenny Marx, and the Birth of a Revolution.